Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We always enjoy, you know, celebrating 12 days of Christmas, mm-hmm. and we're delivering so much information to you in a short period of time, but we always take the story a little bit further with more details yeah. and also references and sources so that you can speak with authority about what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And so many people you find out is like, why are you saying that? And we hear stories quite often on, you know, broadcast media, like we're broadcast media. And so we go do research on the stories like, they just said that without that even possibly not even being true. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah.
And as a matter of fact, it was just talked about this last Sunday on Sunday morning. It's called Sunday Morning News Program. And they said specifically, I mean, we'll have to talk more about it, but they're saying that there is a downfall, or the media as we know it is coming to its end in regards mm-hmm. to not your local media. I think your local media is always going to be there, your local news mm-hmm. for those that you know what's happening in your school system. But this national media voice that people have been focusing on two or three sources, and we're finding out that they had agendas. They were not telling the truth. And yeah. now you're looking at some of the prophecy that we've talked about that's coming to pass is God's putting people in places that he can speak through so that he will give them a dream, a prophetic dream, or a prophetic word. And not only it's not important just to know the news. You need to know what to yeah. do with the news. You know,
well, you look at the news and you see news anchors. And what we've prophesied here many times before is that God has His own anchors.
Yes,
and He's going to make known what's coming, and those are people are going to be used to say what God wants them to say before it even happens.
Well, we've already
seen
that.
Yeah,
you know, we've seen that again and again. I mean, He told me in October, you know, that who would be the president,
yep.
And it happened. Mm-hmm. He's talked about it. Oh, you do? Well, I want you to hear what they're talking about, where media is going. This is from Sunday Morning. It's a program that goes on Sunday mornings talking about where media is, the future of secular news media. Take a look.
Jonathan Turley is a First Amendment scholar at George Washington University.
I think there is a lot of reason to be worried. There's no question that mainstream media is collapsing on many fronts. The competition from the internet is insurmountable.
This is exciting. It's, you know, they had their day, and they're choosing to do what they're doing with it. But you know, the First Amendment is so important. You're looking at the First Amendment being under great attack when you're hearing things like, we want Mark Zuckerberg mm-hmm. of Facebook to evaluate the news to find out what's true and what's not true because there's fake news. And it's like, the reason why they're not trusting the world media
is because people aren't turning to the world media anymore. That they're
it was fake news. It was fake. It was not true what people were saying.
Well, and you also have a lot. I mean, social media is it didn't exist 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now you're seeing so many yeah. people aren't even looking at what those media sources were hoping that people would rely on.
You know, you think about it that it's an exciting time if you're active. You know, mm-hmm. and you got to be able to filter through things and be able to know, have a foundational understanding. And this is what's very, very important, is abiding with the Lord. You need to be able to yeah. just understand how to abide with Him, not just say a prayer or do a Bible study or show up at church, you know, do all those things. But you got to learn how, He says, my sheep know my voice and follow yeah. none other. And so when all this garbage is coming at you from the world and people's opinions and people's agendas are coming to you, God will let you know. He will nudge you this way. He'll convict you. You'll just know that something's not right in my spirit. And we have a plan for you. You know, a lot of people want to abide with God. And Jesus says, apart from abiding in Him, that you can do nothing. We can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And I guess we need to abide, wouldn't you say? Well, we have a plan for you. It's a simple plan. We give it to you for free. It's at iabide.org. iabide.org. And it just breaks it down to some simple steps. Even children are following these steps and they're beginning to hear from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's information has doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And I think the information they're talking about right now that comes at us in a day was more than they had an entire lifetime in the yeah. 18th century. And we'll be talking more about that in the future. But their entire life, we have that coming at us in a day. The only way that it's going to work is if we spend, it's not if us trying to control all the information. That's not going to happen. But it's for us walking with God, and God goes, this one, not that one, that one, this one. Walk over there and do this. Don't listen to that. This is that. This is me. And it bears witness. Mm-hmm. Amen. The word amen doesn't mean the pot roast is ready and it's time to go home from your church gathering. Amen means you agree with it, and it bears witness with what Christ is telling you on the inside. It's just a powerful, powerful thing. And so abiding, I mean, what has your life been like, Steve, since you began to abide with the Lord?
It's peaceful. Mm-hmm. Because just like you're saying, you're able to discern what's right and what's wrong. And I've even seen that in my own life, as you're seeing this inundation of information. It's like you almost become numb and you're really not sure what's right and what's wrong. But there's a big difference between information and revelation. And that's one thing that has truly just transformed my life, because what a revelation is like that's God revealing himself to you through his word. And you're seeing, it's just like, this is what God is saying to me. Because when someone says, you know, what's God saying to you? That's not exactly, okay, what did the pastor preach about on Sunday morning? It's just like, what did God say to you when you had that cup of coffee with him on Tuesday morning, when you were spending time walking in the park Saturday afternoon? And he wants that relationship with you when he can whisper to you and you say, wow, I heard you. And it's just like, one of the things that changed my own life is realizing the fact that one of the names of Jesus, his name is Prince of Peace. And it's just like, you look at a lot of things right now, it's just like, it's not very peaceful. But when we begin to take time and spend time with the one whose name is Peace, we'll begin to say, like, my life is much more peaceful right now. And that changes everything, because no matter what information might be shared, you can spend time with the one who's sharing revelation, and it changes everything.
I think about, you know, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20, you know, the word, prophetically, the word is speaking here. Yeah. The Lord is speaking, and he says, you know, out in the open, wisdom cries aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. Yeah. I will make known to you my teachings. And so that's the whole thing is like, God loves you and he wants a personal relationship with you, a really personal relationship where he's talking with you. You know, you're spending time. I mean, obviously, it's not about perfection, because he is perfection and he was perfection on the cross. Yeah. It's about, he's saying, just if we repent, he forgives, and then we have this relationship with him. And then he goes on and says in 24, he says, but since you refuse to listen, which means you refuse to abide, you refuse to listen when I called, and no one paid attention when I was stretching out my hand, since you disregard all of my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes on you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when disaster and trouble overwhelms you. It's like, oh my goodness, you're talking about trouble and stress and you can't find peace. He says, then you will call to me, but I won't answer. They will look for me, but they won't find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, just didn't want to abide with him. Since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, but the complacency of the fool will destroy them. And finally he says, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at peace without fear of harm. Listen, abiding is so powerful because when it gets chaotic and it gets, I mean, if you're in the ministry, if you're a pastor, you're a leader in ministry, and you're not abiding, you are stressed to no end. You're talking to people about a God that you're not even talking with. You know, statistics say you're not even praying. Statistics say that your family says the worst day in their life was the day that you chose to be in ministry, because you aren't teaching your family about abiding with God, and this is what it's all about, and that you're fighting depression. Statistics say that you don't have anybody to sit down and have lunch with. Well, let me tell you, when you begin to abide with the Lord, these things begin to change, and then you bump into other abiders, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, this is wonderful. No matter what you're doing, when you're abiding with God, he makes it all possible. And just like I told you, in October, God spoke to me specifically and said that Donald Trump would be our next president, and he showed me specifically what would happen. He showed me some things that would be happening, but he just revealed that to me, and he wants to reveal it to you. He has no favorite folks. You know, he loves you, and he wants to share his life with you. That's Proverbs chapter 1 I read from. But where you find the abiding plan, a simple abiding plan, you go to iabide.org, and get your simple plan. It comes to you free. Request it comes in your email. But if you don't have email and you want it some other way, you know, write to us. You'll find out the details at VFNTV.com or call us, and we'll make sure you can get that abiding plan.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.